rises.
Over 12,000 buildings have been damaged or destroyed. Some cultural sites could be under threat, including the Getty Museum and UCLA. Israeli sources, for the first time in months, are expressing optimism that a Gaza ceasefire may be within reach. President-elect Trump's incoming Middle East advisor, along with President Biden's advisor, are taking part in talks in Doha. And as expected, special counsel Jack Smith has resigned his position before President-elect Trump took office. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Santa Ana winds are blowing again in Southern California, where crews continue to fight the devastating wildfires that have killed at least 16 people. ABC's Matt Rivers has the latest on the conditions.
While things are relatively calm for the moment, we know that that might not last. These red flag warnings in place until at least Wednesday of this week. The winds expected to pick back up, and when that happens, the threat of fire, of course, also rises.
Over 12,000 buildings have been damaged or destroyed. Some cultural sites could be under threat, including the Getty Museum and UCLA. Israeli sources, for the first time in months, are expressing optimism that a Gaza ceasefire may be within reach. President-elect Trump's incoming Middle East advisor, along with President Biden's advisor, are taking part in talks in Doha. And as expected, special counsel Jack Smith has resigned his position before President-elect Trump took office. This is ABC News. The winter storm that swept across the southern U.S. caused the cancellation of events around the inauguration of North Carolina's new governor. But Josh Stein, in his speech Saturday, said he'd work with the Republican-controlled General Assembly. He also promised to help cut through red tape to help people rebuild quicker after Hurricane Helene. A former LSU football player expected to be a first-round selection in the NFL draft is now the subject of an arrest warrant. Authorities say Kyron Lacy caused a crash last month that killed a 78-year-old man and then left the scene. Digger Halls represents the victim's family. He says they'll seek justice in a civil suit, reflecting on the man killed, Herman Hall.
He was a great man with a loving family. He leaves behind a wife who unfortunately has debilitating injuries from this accident as well. She was in the car with him. He leaves behind children and grandchildren.
Louisiana state troopers say they are in contact with Lacey and his attorneys. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Kelvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Kelvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Santa Ana winds are blowing again in Southern California, where crews continue to fight the devastating wildfires that have killed at least 16 people. ABC's Matt Rivers has the latest on the conditions.
While things are relatively calm for the moment, we know that that might not last. These red flag warnings in place until at least Wednesday of this week. The winds expected to pick back up, and when that happens, the threat of fire, of course, also rises.
Over 12,000 buildings have been damaged or destroyed. Some cultural sites could be under threat, including the Getty Museum and UCLA. Israeli sources, for the first time in months, are expressing optimism that a Gaza ceasefire may be within reach. President-elect Trump's incoming Middle East advisor, along with President Biden's advisor, are taking part in talks in Doha. And as expected, special counsel Jack Smith has resigned his position before President-elect Trump took office. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Good morning, everybody. Happy January. And then you go, yeah, right. That's the music of the stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. You're on your second cup of coffee. What's that? Third? Oh. All the better. Give a nice rest. Yeah, me too. Thanks. Thank you. We'll be on the air high noon Central Time, and hope you'll stick around for most or all of it. That's the magic of radio. You don't have to look at it. Although some of them are kind of pretty and all, but especially the old ones, the repros, the ones that, cathedral radios from the early 30s. And those Art Deco radios of the 40s. And the mid-century modern ones from the, well, you know. But outside of that, you can go about your business. Well, the best music ever, the Great American Songbook's on the air. The music of the stars. While you turn over for the 10th time, we bring you some of the best music you'll ever hear. I love doing this, and Johnny Mercer wrote this, The Pied Pipers.
Don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken into can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and all you can hold is in the moonbeam. poor. No one is poor. Long as love is sure. On the street of dreams.
Jack Jones on the Music of the Stars. Nelson Riddle with Frank Sinatra.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're a fantasy, then I'm content to be with lovely you and pray my dream comes true. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up. If you are but a dream. Break up, I hope I
here, Frank Sinatra conducts the orchestra with Peggy Lee. Burt Bacharach wrote this, Sammy Gallup, Music of the Stars.
Uninvited dream, I see him smiling in an uninvited dream. Why does he find me? Why does he remind me that I can't be free? Break the chains that bind me to a memory. Uninvited dream, he broke as many hearts as ripples in a stream. Now ever after must I hear his laughter ringing in my ears, bringing me those uninvited tears. Everywhere that I wander, he is walking with me. Every star way out yonder knows I'll never be free. Still, I must confess, I'd hate to lose the only dream that I possess. It's a thrill to hold him, strange as it may seem, even in an uninvited dream.
And another 50s semi-classic. Nat Cole. Jimmy Monaco, Johnny Burke wrote it.
This is my nightly dream. Don't mind how bold I seem. You are a girl who ought to be kissed, and I am a man, a brave optimist. I've got to make you see you should belong to me. Even the moon is in on my scheme, for this is my night to dream. Oh, by tomorrow, you'll be gone, so I'm not waiting till 10 minutes to dawn and being in love with you. Who knows what I might do? Please understand if that sounds extreme, for this is my night to dream. Sounds extreme, for this is my night to dream. Oh, this is my night to dream.
Gordon Jenkins.
My first dream had an educational flavor. I was a college professor about to inflict a botany lecture upon my students. As I walked to school, the whole business suddenly seemed unbearably dull. It seemed so stupid to sit inside on such a nice day, pondering the structure and functions of plants and such. As I entered the classroom, I was struck with a noble and incredibly high resolve. Good morning to you, students.
Good morning to you, sir.
Today, our usual lecture we will defer. I have a brand new project and I hope you'll all consent, cause we're going on a journey to the firmament. Today, we're going to learn to fly. Oh, now, there's no need to get overly excited. Just simmer down a bit and I'll explain the whole procedure to you. Open every window, open every door, and leave a friendly message for the janitor. Have him call the Prexy and advise him of our flight, and say we should be back about next Thursday night.
I think the idea is peachy.
I'm glad I wore my slacks.
Will the teacher give us wings to put on our backs?
I've often thought of trying, but I never really dared.
The feeling must be most exciting.
I'm scared.
All you have to do to learn to fly is look the teacher squarely in the eye. Then count to three, knock on wood.
One, two, three. Count to three, knock on wood. And join the glorious brotherhood of birds.
I can do it. I can fly.
I'm off the ground.
Look, teacher, no hands.
I'm scared.
I believe we all are ready now for our initial flight. Be careful on the takeoff, students.
All right, don't forget your chrome and lipstick.
Don't forget your cigarette. Shall we exit through the window, students?
Yes, let's.
Shall we put our wings away and get back to the college students?
Okay, we shall surely be the envy of every undergrad. When they hear what we've been doing, they'll be real mad.
I believe I can touch the sky.
second dream, I seemed to have inherited a train. I had on a conductor's uniform, complete with ticket punch, service stripes, all the trimmings. I decided on an inspection tour, starting with the observation car, the one so favored by our more prominent politicians around election time. Speeches made from an observation car always seem to be a little longer, a little duller, a little harder to understand.
How about taxes?
How about taxes?
We're all for lower taxes.
I am for lower taxes, provided that any reduction leading to a discount assessment permits the budget to finance a double entry credit governed, of course, by the inflationary debentures that inevitably lead to a fluctuating mortgage, thus liquidating any obligatory debt.
Hooray! Hooray!
What do you say?
How about the farmers?
How about the farmers?
Are you for or against the farmers?
On the contrary, if a foreclosing policy is maintained as to an equitable percent of parity, a munificent bounty should evade the tillers of our soil, negating the marketing aspects of crop rotation as outlined in Form 77B.
Hooray! Hooray!
What do you say?
How do you stand on foreign policy?
What is your stand on foreign policy?
I'm glad you asked me that. I view with alarm the iconoclastic tendency towards isolationistic totalitarianism promulgated by selfish benefactors solely bent upon stifling the vital accord incumbent upon any vacillation of the vested interest.
Hooray! Hooray!
Promises! Promises!
And so, I say to you, that if I'm elected to this high office,
Yes, indeed. As I continued my tour, I was fascinated by the wonderful names on the Pullman doors. Names like Minot Light, Winooski, Rado's Tower, Cadwallader C. Washburn. I opened a few of them and went into the dining car. A young mother and her small boy seemed to be having a little trouble finishing their meal.
Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy? Mommy, Mommy, are we there yet, Mommy?
No, we're not there yet. Sit up straight and eat your soup.
Mommy, I have to...
You just went. Eat a little of your meat.
I don't like this meat.
Try a little of your cheese.
I don't like this cheese.
How about some apple pie?
I don't like apple pie.
You don't like apple pie?
I want some ice cream. Can't I have some ice cream?
Well...
Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy, Mommy?
No, we're not there yet. And if you don't quit asking me... There goes your milk. Waiter? Waiter?
Mommy, I have to...
Oh, all right, come on. And the next time I take you anywhere...
Sounded just like my little boy. Well, right next to the diner was a club car. I guess the bar at one end had a little to do with the unrelenting jollity of those present. One fellow in particular seemed to be monopolizing the conversation.
Well, now, I'm a demon salesman. I'm the livest wire. When a customer is tough to sell, it's me they hire. I'm drawing down the tidy sum of 90 per, plus the various expenses that I may incur. When it comes to padding swindle sheets, I know my stuff. If the auditor gets tough with me, I call his bluff. I'm about to be promoted with a juicy raise, and I see my wife on weekends and on holidays, 'cause I'm a family man.
'Cause he's a family man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yes, he's a family man.
Now they're after me to run for mayor, and I might. I'm a booster, I'm a joiner, I'm a leading light. The women follow me around, but when they do, I just politely tell them 23 skidoo, 'cause I'm a family man.
'Cause he's a family man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yes, he's a family man.
Say, I heard a bit of a story the other day. It's a little risque, but I can see that you fellas have all been around. Now, stop me if you've heard this, but it seems there were two Irishmen on a bus.
Stop.
Stop. What do you mean, stop?
I've heard that one.
Maybe the rest of the gang hasn't heard it.
We've all heard it.
Yeah, those things really get around fast.
As I walked on, the train began gradually to slow down. The scattered lights through the car windows led me to believe that it wasn't a regular stop. After the train halted, I stepped off for a breath of Middle Western air. As I lit a cigarette, I heard a voice from the shack across the way.
train a-comin', it's rollin' round the bend, and I ain't been kissed, Lord, since I don't know when. The boys in Crescent City don't seem to know I'm here. That lonesome whistle seems to tell me soon disappear. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, Sue, when you're grown up, I want that you should go and see and do. But I'm stuck in Crescent City, just watching life mosey by. When I hear that whistle blowing, ooh, I hang my head and cry. Rich folks eating in that fancy dining car. They're probably having pheasant breast and eastern caviar. Now I ain't crying envy, and I ain't crying mean. It's just that they get to see things that I've never seen. If I owned that lonesome whistle, if that railroad train was mine, I would bet I'd find a man a little farther down the line, far from Crescent City. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Bill Maher with Mrs. Gordon Jenkins. And the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. More to come, more dreams.
Sing me a song of the rays. Sing me a song of old shining grace. Sing me a song.
Music of the Star, Seven Dreams, from the mind of Gordon Jenkins. And a couple are a little scary.
Let me strong where the limit is wrong. Let me feel the pulse of the wheel, on the rail, on the rail, on the rail, sing me a song of the rail. Carry me on to my dream, to my dream, to my dream.
Henry King and the Orchestra.
My third dream was one of those that seemed almost too real. Thinking back upon it, I find it hard to believe that it was all a fancy of the shadows. I seemed to be a caretaker in a lonely field.
The place will look nice when the visitors come. Visitors come on Sundays mostly. Mostly they come from church. Sometimes they come from a drinking hall, but mostly they come from church. But few have come to see me, and few would like to be me, and few even know I'm there, except the one. I live among the dead, among all the friendly dead. I'll die among the living, but I'll live among the slim, and now I'm doing the same for him.
Here's a child who died on Christmas Day, and the minister's daughter who went astray. She ended her life by her own fair hand, hardly the way that her father, the minister, planned.
Here's old John from the poor folks' farm. He never did much work, but he never did much harm. He was called no good by the well-to-do, but the children thought old John was the nicest man they knew.
'Cause he gave them candy and he gave them dimes, and he made them kites from the Daily Times.
And he told them stories till their eyes grew wide,
but nobody cried when old John died. Nobody cried when old John died. Nobody cried when old John died.
Nobody cared
and they were too young to understand why old John had gone away.
Nobody cried when old John died. Nobody cried when old John died.
But when the wind starts to howl in the cold gray light, it's somebody crying for John this night.
Someone who knew old John when he wasn't old, when he wasn't hungry and he wasn't cold.
Someone who knew old John when he was going on 16. He was just as good as anyone going on 16. He was danger's darling. He was fortune's favorite son. Laughter followed him around. Brighter than the sun were his eyes, ablaze with the fire of youth that only the darkness could dim. How exciting the day he found out about girls, and the girls found out about him.
But he's dead now, and the wind mourns alone.
Stealing, we glide through a lover's refrain. You're so appealing that I'm soon revealing my love for you over again.
My fourth dream was a daydream, and though I was fully conscious, the fantasy seemed as real as all the others. I was a guest at a cocktail party, modern society's alcoholic refuge for the insecure. As I looked wearily around the room, I felt a cold gray cloud of boredom settling on me. I got the impression that every dull acquaintance of a lifetime was gathered in that stuffy room. As I started the uneven battle of man versus martini, I saw an old high school buddy approaching, one of those depressingly cheerful boys, as tiresome as he was rich. He'd been a bore in high school, and he was still a bore. Success hadn't changed him a bit.
Well, if it isn't old Horseface himself in the flesh. Long time no see. How's tricks, old man? How's the whip? How's every little thing? Getting bigger, eh? What's new? How are the kids? Seen any of the old gang lately? Say, whatever become of that pretty girl you used to go with in school? What was her name? Mabel? No, Mary. Yeah, that was it. Mary. Bet you haven't thought of her in a long time, eh? Well, see you in church. Don't take any wooden nickels.
I haven't seen Mary for 15 years. 15 years come May. I wonder if her eyes are still as bright and warm and gay.
Well, it was the cutest thing you ever saw in all your life, if I do say so. It shouldn't, him being my own child and all. Well, as I was saying, Junior, you know we call him Junior on account of it would be so confusing with two Bobs in the family, although we could say Big Bob and Little Bob, I guess. Well, anyway, Junior had just turned over this bottle of ink. How he got it, I can't imagine. It was on the top shelf. But anyway, it was all over the floor, and there he was, licking it up, my dear, literally licking it up from the floor. Well, it was the cutest thing you've ever seen. All that child.
Our parents said we were much too young to think of marriage and such, but Mary wanted to have a child, and she wanted me so much. But plans that are bright on an April night grow dim with October's chill, and when the summer winds grow cool, we both went back to school.
So I'd had a pretty good drive, pretty good for me, that is. A couple hundred yards, I guess. Not much for the big boys, but down the middle, right down the middle, see? So I figured, what the heck, a 5-iron ought to get me there easy. So I said, Caddy, give me the old 5-iron, and I'll lay it up there. Well, I took a few practice swings with a 50-cent Nassau going for me. I like to take plenty of time, you know. So I took a nice firm grip on the club. Not too firm, but firm, and took a nice easy swing. I'd just come from a lesson, and Don said, easy does it, George, easy does it. Well, to make a long story short, I topped it. Well, naturally, I threw my club, and I hit the caddy in the knee, and now he wants me to pay his doctor bills. Can you imagine a thing like that? A caddy that didn't know a putter from a fag.
Mary and golf never got along. An addict she never became. She said it was wrong for the young and strong to play an old man's game.
No, my husband couldn't come. That is, he could have come, but he's a little teeny-weeny bit mad at me. As a matter of fact, we're not speaking. Ralph is like that, you know. Sulks, gets furious at the least little thing. Like when I get names mixed, like when I call him Ronald. You know my ex. Oh, yes, I was married before. 13 months, unlucky number, I guess. At least they say it is. And I think Ronald and Ralph are quite similar names, don't you? Anybody could make a little mistake like that. So anyway, Ronald's grandfather was part English, and Ronald used to like to have tea in the afternoon. You know, like the English. So yesterday, Ralph and I were sitting around playing gin. He always wins, but I never pay him. He won't let me, says it's his money anyway. So without thinking, I said, would you like to have some tea, Ronald? And he threw his cards on the floor. You never saw anything like it, and screamed at me, simply screamed. I hate tea, I hate Ronald, and I hate you. And stormed out of the house, just because I called him Ronald. Well, after all, the names are a lot alike, don't you think? Ralph and Ronald.
If I had married Mary, would we have made the grade? Would I be better off than I am with Adelaide? Would she run home to mother after every little spat? But I didn't marry Mary, and that is that.
Yes, I certainly will have a drink. I need one. Boy, I want to tell you, I have a hangover you could carve up and serve. I was fractured. I mean fractured. We were all over at the bar Tom likes so much. I can't think of the name of it. It's on 3rd between 45th and 46th. Or is it 46th and 47th? 45th, I guess. Well, anyway, we closed up the place. I mean closed it. And you should have seen me driving home. I almost hit an old man buying a paper and scared him half to death. It's my own fault. I never should have switched from scotch to bourbon. Happens to me every time. You know, I can drink scotch all night long and never have a sign of a hangover. But bourbon, that bourbon murders me. I don't know why I switched. I can't take bourbon at all, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. Well, live and learn, like they say. This drink is bringing me right back. Yes, sir, bringing me right back. Nothing like the hair of the dog that bit you. Nothing like a nice cold martini to bring a fellow right back.
Never face a mirror. Never pay a bill. Alcohol makes the clock stand still. Hold tightly to your whiskey, to your rum and wine and gin. Dip your twisted senses in. All the witches from the mountain have the mix of stronger brew. I can still hear Mary laughing at the things we used to do. I could drink and drink another, and another still I'd find that I still have Mary, precious Mary, on my
Stand by for news. This is the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. We still have three dreams to go. And I'll be right back. If you missed anything, we're on podcast, civicmedia.us. Stand by.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Santa Ana winds have returned to Southern California, adding a new level of worry to residents and firefighters battling the devastating wildfires. They're blamed for at least 16 deaths across the region, including many in Altadena. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
The number of dead on this fire in Altadena and the fire in Pacific Palisades has been going up. Today, in these burned-out neighborhoods, and as I look around, everything is gone. Every home is completely burned. Today, they will be bringing in cadaver dogs to begin looking for human remains to find more victims.
President-elect Donald Trump has said that Hamas must release all Israeli hostages before he takes office January 20th. And Israeli sources are optimistic that could be possible. The president-elect Middle East advisor and President Biden's are taking part in talks in Doha this week. 14 Senate confirmation hearings for Trump's cabinet picks. This is ABC News.